USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on a new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. Lew was nominated in early September, but the attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. It will jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. Jailed Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Mohammadi, age 51, has been in jail for over two decades and was awarded the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran. She is currently serving a multi-year prison sentence in Iran's capital of Tehran for various charges, including propaganda against the state. Mohammadi has been arrested by Iranian authorities 13 times and sentenced to a total of 31 years and 154 lashes, according to the Norwegian Nobel Committee. He's not going back home to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
Several earthquakes hit western Afghanistan today, taking the lives of at least 15 people and injuring another 40. The U.S. Geological Survey says the initial quake registered a magnitude of 6.3 northwest of the city of Herat and was followed by subsequent quakes. There are reports of widespread damage to houses in multiple provinces. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The U.S. government's safety agency, NHTSA, has said it is preparing for a recall next year of 52 million airbag inflators that can rupture during deployment. This opens the door to the prospect of what could become another complicated decade-long repair of defective airbags in tens of millions of vehicles. The companies that put them in the cars argue that a broad recall would be simply unprecedented considering just seven isolated incidents have occurred. Employment in the U.S. is way up.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
A former IRS contractor is planning to plead guilty in federal court after leaking former President Trump's tax records. Charles Littlejohn is scheduled to enter into a plea deal next week in a Washington, D.C. court. Littlejohn reportedly stole tax information associated with Trump and thousands of the nation's wealthiest people and leaked it to the press. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert film is breaking records before it even hits the theaters. With less than a week until the movie graces the big screen, it has surpassed over $100 million worldwide in advance ticket sales. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.